DOE Blue Stem text line 620-342-5863 for a chance to win a $25 Bruff Sports Bar and Grill gift card. Winner announced tomorrow morning. Bruff's open daily 11 a.m. until 9 p.m.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. Good morning. It is 8:46 as we continue with our United Way of the Flint Hills Community Partner Spotlight. And we're very pleased to be joined this morning by Itzia Aparicio of Cradle to Career Literacy. Itzia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great, guys.
Hey, thanks for taking...
You guys are very enthusiastic this morning, so I bet you're doing good.
Awesome. Well, what's going on at Cradle to Career Literacy today?
Well, we're actually working on doing some teacher training this fall, so we're super excited about that. We are located downtown Emporia, and as you mentioned, we are a literacy center. We're a nonprofit. We have been here for several years, and we have been very lucky to receive funding through the Community Partner Program grant from the United Way. They have been very generous to us. So what we do at Cradle to Career, it's kind of funny because we're downtown, but sometimes people are like, what, you're here? We provide services for individuals that have dyslexia or learning differences. So our motto is everyone reading, everyone succeeding. And it's very rewarding working here. I love it. But we do get to see, students that are several grade levels behind because they have dyslexia or learning difference. So we kind of, enjoy working with our students, and the United Way has allowed us to provide scholarships to students that otherwise wouldn't be able to be served.
Now, Itzia, do you get a lot of referrals? Is that how it works at Cradle to Career? How do you identify, the young population in need?
So it's actually, a lot of it is word of mouth. And right now we are on social media. We do have, we're on Facebook, on Instagram. We have our website. But a lot of it is word of mouth. You know, parents that found us and then brought their kids, and then they are parents groups, and they happen to be like, oh, my kid is struggling with reading or math. And they're like, oh, I have this great place that I took my kid, and now they're doing great. So a lot of it is word of mouth. We are very focused on using data and research to provide individualized intervention for our students. So we're very lucky to do that, and the parents can see the gains of the kiddos. So it's a lot of it is word of mouth.
How does the intake process work from there? And then obviously you're dealing with a number of different learning situations, but how do you work students and then parents through the processes that they're dealing with?
So when we have a parent come in and say, hey, my kiddo is having a difficulty reading, we do have a battery of tests that we administer. And based on those tests, we select intervention that is appropriate for the child. And we talk to the parents and say, hey, this is what we're observing. Your kiddo will benefit from this intervention. And every kiddo is different. That's one of the things that sometimes I tell my students when, they're a little frustrated because they don't learn the same way. They're like, well, at school they're teaching me, but I don't get it. So I give the example of our hands are different. So our brain is also an organ. And our brain is also different. It learns differently. So we have to take that into consideration. So, kind of when I give that explanation also to the parents, they feel relieved. They're like, oh, I'm glad that we're going to use a different approach.
So when you get youngsters in, how long is the program? I mean, do they come in on a daily basis, biweekly basis? How does that work, or do you work that out with the parents?
So it depends on what they need. We have some kiddos that their needs are not as severe. So they're able to come in, twice a week, 30 minutes. We have some kiddos that their needs are very severe. I have worked with kiddos that were almost freshmen in high school, and they were several grade levels behind. So those kids are going to need severe intervention. So it depends on the kiddo and what they need. Like I said, the tutoring is very individualized, but it's very aggressive as well. We will use exactly what they need, so it moves as fast as we can to get them caught up.
How does the work of Cradle to Career dovetail with what the state has been doing here over the last several years, especially when it comes to its readiness points with the Kansas Can campaign, specifically getting kids, I would assume, more towards high school readiness and then post-high school success versus maybe earlier on in the process?
Oh, that's actually a great question. Well, lately there's been a lot of talk about structured literacy and how, a lot of the schools are moving towards that area, and some of the states are requiring that. So what we are doing, when we provide intervention to our kiddos, we are making sure that we are using structured literacy in our intervention. And structured literacy, it just allows us to be able to move faster because of what they need. But we are also providing webinars on our website for parents to get a little bit more information on what the state is requiring now. You know, what are some of the points, how your kid will be ready, or what is it that your kiddo needs? Are they going to be ready? So if parents go to our website at www.clc.com, we have so many resources for parents to be able to learn a little bit more about what the state is doing and how they can help their children. And we also have a lot of information about what we do there. So we try to make sure that we are doing what the state is now requiring in helping parents understand the whole process, because there's been a little bit of a change with the structural literacy talk.
We're talking with Itzy Aparicio, Cradle to Career Literacy here in Emporia, and a United Way of the Flint Hills community partner. It sounds, Itzy, like this is very specialized, you know, the service you provide. And as far as do you work with local school districts at all?
We do. Well, right now we're actually not working with our Emporia district, but we do work with Osage City. And we were working in the past with our Emporia district, but those kiddos have actually exited our intervention program. And a couple of our kids graduated, so we're very happy about that. But we did work with 253 in the past.
I was going to ask here about some of the success stories that you wanted to pass along here from students that have gone through.
Yes, well, we have so many, and that's actually what keeps us going. But we have one specific kiddo. He received a lot of his intervention was actually funded through the United Way. And when we started working with him, this is one of those kiddos that was several grade levels behind, and he wasn't sure he was going to be able to finish high school. He was a freshman. And he worked very hard. And he actually was able to graduate from high school last year, and he is going to the technical college. And he is very excited. His mom was very excited about it, because not just the fact that he finished high school when he thought it was impossible, but his confidence. And the fact that he's now talking about starting his own business. And a lot of our kids, that's what we see. A lot of our kids feel, because they learn differently, that they're not smart. And that's not the case. The kiddos are extremely bright. They just learn differently. And that's one of the things that we love to see, how their personalities and their confidence and the fact that they believe in themselves grows once they're receiving intervention in a way that it makes sense to them.
I think you offer bilingual support, too, at Cradle to Career.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very excited to work here. I love it.
All right. Well, Itzia, we appreciate all you do at Cradle to Career, and I know that you're appreciative, too, of the support you receive from the United Way of the Flint Hills, correct?
No, you have no idea. I know there's so many of our kids that have been able to receive services through them, and we're very thankful that we have been able to receive funding through them for several years. It changes their lives. And I know it sounds a little cheesy, but being able to read, write, communicate, it helps our kids be able to hold a job, have better lives. And we have been able to do that thanks to the United Way. So I am extremely thankful.
Well, we appreciate all you do. And Itzia, thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate that.
Thank you so much, guys. I hope you have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. That's Itzia Aparicio of Cradle to Career Literacy, which is located on Commercial Street in downtown Emporia. This is just another of the United Way of the Flint Hills Community Partner Spotlights that we'll be doing through October and November. Of course, the United Way of the Flint Hills campaign drive is underway. As Chuck alluded to earlier, it is a small business blitz day today here in Emporia and the surrounding area, so please support the United Way of the Flint Hills and their community partners, as you just heard, doing such great work here in the Emporia area.
Absolutely. And tune in tomorrow, 8:40 tomorrow morning, as we have our Community Partner Spotlight series continues. Victoria Partridge, who's been representing communities and schools of Mid-America now for several years, will be our guest tomorrow at 8:40 as part of another packed morning show. And we are going to draw your attention to the rest of the community calendar, the live and local calendar for next week, because we've already got a lot of our slots full. So if you want to be on the calendar to close out October, you best get a hold of us the next day or two so we can get you on the schedule. 342-1400, the number to call.
All right, thanks, Chuck. It is 857, 62 degrees. Good morning.
Are you tired of your dead-end job? Do you want to